This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 52, What to Do When You Can't Learn Anymore.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Have you hit a wall with your English where you feel you can't move to that advanced level? Today, find out three things you can do to make sure you keep getting better so that you can be the life of the party in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. But, you know, lately, Michelle, I have kind of hit a wall with my Spanish, unfortunately. Mm. You know, when I was traveling in South America, I was feeling good. I was improving all the time. But now that I'm back in the States, I'm not traveling as much. I feel like I've kind of hit a wall.
Mm. What does that mean, to hit a wall?
Yeah, it just means a brick wall, right? You can't go past that point. I feel like I've hit the intermediate level, and I bet a lot of our listeners feel this way about their English, that I just can't seem to move forward to that advanced level where I could have an engaging dinner party and get all the jokes and tell the jokes and just really be myself. So I'm kind of stuck.
Oh, so yeah, you almost feel like you can't learn anymore, right? Like you're just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just using the same phrases over and over. I think that's what our listeners feel too. They know the phrases, they know what they're saying is correct, but they use the same format, like the same constructions all the time. They can't go outside of that.
Yeah. That's frustrating. That's tough. Guys, if this is happening to you, you know, we are here to help you. We are here to give you some tips on how you can, when you've hit that plateau, when you feel like things are just kind of getting stale, they're just kind of the same, right? Yeah. And you want to keep growing, what can you do? I mean, Lindsay, what do you think is the first tip? I mean, it's for you too with your Spanish.
Yeah. I mean, the point is we need to make sure that we're not separating ourselves from this new language. So it's almost like you need to just spend more time around native English. You know, I was talking to one of our listeners, Massimo, who actually volunteered. Aww. He went to Boston. You know Massimo.
I know, right? Massimo. I love
Massimo. Of course. He's from Italy and his English is really strong, but he wanted it to be even stronger. So what did he do? He moved to Boston. He volunteered with a soup kitchen, a nonprofit opportunity where he was able to live in the house with the other volunteers, and he served food to the homeless population in Boston for like 6 months. And his English really got so much better. I have to tell you, after talking to him, it was just incredible.
That is amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, he immersed himself in English.
Yes, exactly. So that's the first thing. And it doesn't mean you have to move to the target country and start volunteering. We know a lot of you guys are professionals, you're business people. You don't have time for that kind of thing. But maybe it's as simple as finding some new podcasts like this one or others that are just all in English. They're designed for native speakers. Okay.
Right. Exactly. I think that's a really good tip. So
protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I mean, another thing you can do is really challenge yourself. You know, choose a more challenging learning method.
Yeah.
Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. What does this mean? Tell us a little bit more about what this means exactly. What do you think?
I mean, this is really, you know, choosing things wisely. Like, for example, get your teacher to really hold you accountable to your goals, right? So you want to have someone who's going to challenge you, not let you just stay in the same way, make you use new phrases and use them in conversations. So have that kind of challenge there.
Yeah, it's so true, Michelle, because there's a big difference between sitting in a class. You know, maybe you have a teacher and maybe you're learning these new phrases, but are you actually using them in a conversation? Are they coming to mind? Are you implementing them? Because if you are not, then you're just it's just academic and you're never going to move past that brick wall.
Right. So really push yourself. Really push yourself. Don't push yourself so much to the point of like, then you're not interested, because that can get frustrating, right? But always make sure that you're adding something, right? That interests you, that excites you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the end, find ways that you think of English learning kind of as entertainment. In a way, this show is kind of entertainment. Yeah. It's like edutainment, right? We are edutaining you guys. Right? We're having fun. We're talking about our weird quirks. Michelle likes to dip her popcorn in milk. If you didn't know that, if you didn't listen to episode one, you would know that. But yeah, you're gonna have fun with us. We're gonna hang out together, okay? And that's how we're gonna learn. That's the new way to learn. That's what you should be doing. Okay, don't say, now I'm learning English, I'm separating everything. It's an academic activity. It's fun. It's entertainment.
Right. Exactly. It's fun. Have fun with it.
Yeah. And I think that's our final tip, Michelle. What do you think? I mean, I think that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
I think just like find a way to make it enjoyable for you, like Lindsay was saying. And I think that kind of changes your motivation. So to find something you're excited to do, maybe find a TV show that you're like excited to watch the next episode. What's going to happen next? And, you know, make it more about that stuff than about I have to learn. Right.
Yeah. We need to change the way we think about learning English. And that's what we're doing here on All There's English. We're really shifting things around. This is a new way to learn. We're focusing on humans, focusing on relationships, and we're having a great time while we do it.
Awesome. Yes. Hi, I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
this
good.
Is good stuff.
Yeah, I love it. Guys, so come back for the next episode. We're going to talk a little bit more about your English goals and why you should overshoot those English goals. Okay, go further to achieve them. All right, it's going to be great. And we'll see you in the next one, Michelle. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.